For those who love history, specifically the history of this region, a can't-miss hour of broadcasting airs tonight at 8 on WIVB Channel 4. It's called The Buffalo Story. History happens here. An extraordinary production, it packs together an amazing number of impactful stories produced by some of the area's finest storytellers.
Hello, I'm Rich Newberg. It's good to be with you again. You know, after covering news in Western New York for close to four decades, I think I can be sure of at least one thing. Buffalo has a compelling story to tell.
The show's executive producer, Rich Newberg, shared co-producer credits with Jackie Walker and Tom Vetter in taking viewers on a historical journey that begins in the late 70s.
It's fascinating, just fascinating to look back at that era and the politics and the economics of the time. And when we were beginning to really turn, you know, into a Rust Belt city, it was a very, very difficult time for Buffalo.
January 28th, 1977. The worst blizzard Buffalo has seen this century blew in shortly before noon that Friday.
3,500 jobs will be eliminated at Bethlehem Steel in Lackawanna.
What has happened to the once strong industrial base here in Western New York?
And the question most steelworkers are asking tonight, what will happen to me?
Over a year in the making, the Buffalo story, History Happens Here, sifted through a massive archive of video and film that has literally been fading away on storage shelves. Rich Newberg and his colleagues at the Buffalo Broadcasters Association have gathered the video libraries of local news stations. The hope is to save it into a digital form.
Our mission is to preserve the history of broadcasting in Western New York. And this is the cornerstone project. If we don't save these moving images, they are going to fade from film, fade from tape, and be lost forever.
And it is an expensive goal to save 73 years of video. But after viewing the Buffalo story, History Happens Here, and absorbing the exceptional images and voices that pass by, it seems worth the reach.
Without her impassioned advocacy and dedication, there might have never been a Love Canal emergency declaration, and this agreement might never have come to pass. There must never be, in our country, another Love Canal.
Tibor Baranski of Buffalo was honored as one of the righteous among the nations. He helped save thousands of Jewish lives while working with Christian groups in Hungary during the Holocaust.
When we'd go to lunch, we'd go to a gin most of the time, and we used to swallow the dust.
Wash the dust
down, you know.
The State Department has confirmed that Cynthia Dwyer is being held captive in Iran.
From a thrilling opening montage to an exploration of key stories, the production not only explores the past, but shows how far we still have to travel.
This Buffalo rally against racism in January of 1981 drew national attention. About 500 demonstrators confronted white supremacists who threatened to disrupt the city. Only two white supremacists showed up.
Heil Hitler.
We put them down. We put the Nazis and the Klan down. We have won the first round.
One generation built the Erie Canal. Another generation buried it, and a new generation, this generation, rededicates this project to the future of Buffalo in Western New York.
The hour covers a wide net of Buffalo history and tries to capture the spirit of the people of this region, which I just find incredible, resilient, bouncing back from adversity time and time again.
Rich Newberg, executive producer and co-producer, along with Jackie Walker and Tom Vetter, of The Buffalo Story. History Happens Here. That's tonight at 8 on WIVB Channel 4.
To quote the late Bishop William Henderson, if I don't know where I came from, where am I going? I'm Rich Newberg. Thank you for joining us as we continue on this historic journey together.